unmanned aircraft systems will be held in Syracuse and in Rome this fall. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the state's commitment to fund drone programs helped land Central New York the convention.
Currently, it's illegal to fly drones out of the line of sight, but a traffic management system would allow that technology to be possible. That has big implications for many industries, including disaster response, farming, pipeline, and utility inspections. Central New York already has companies such as SRC and Griffin Sensors that are working on drone technology, and Griffiths International Airport is a drone test site. Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney says the goal of having this convention is to attract more companies.
We're hoping that national companies that want to be part of the building of these radar systems and this air traffic control system will know that you should set up a business in Central New York to be in the hub of where this activity is taking place.
Mahoney says the state's financial commitment from the Upstate Revitalization Initiative to Central New York's drone programs got the attention of NASA and the conference planners. NASA is expected to release the second phase of an unmanned traffic management system roadmap at the convention, which Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says is highly anticipated.
And that is where the world will have their eyes on Central New York in November for this conference. People in cutting-edge industries are going to be looking to us for their leadership, the announcements that are going to come out of NASA, and they're going to associate this region with this emerging industry.
Hundreds of companies from around the world are expected to attend the convention. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.